We are with Noah Gragson, today's third place finisher. Let's see if we can get that computer to stop shaking. All right, hang on.
They're getting a little wipey-wipey on you.
Okay. Is the wipey done? All right, I think the wipey's done. All right, Noah, third place finish. Great battle at the end there. Line up for questions here, and we'll start off with Jerry Jordan. Go ahead, Jerry. You're on mute, Jerry. Jerry, you're on mute, bud. Still can't hear you, man. Okay, we'll get back to you, Jerry. We'll go next to Casey Campbell. Go ahead, Casey.
Noah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Thanks, man. So kind of talk about that battle in those last few laps. I know you kind of got in there, but what was that like those last seven laps?
It was pretty fun racing with Cindric and AJ, Chase Briscoe, Justin Haley. You know, those guys are all good road course racers. We had a bit of a different strategy today and ended up having to start that third stage from the rear. I got dumped at the end of the second stage, so coming to the checker. So had to start last in the third stage and had some really aggressive restarts out there and came from the back and was up to P2, and then I overdrove turn one the last lap. It's a really tough racetrack. Everybody's mentally exhausted. They're physically exhausted. Everybody's dehydrated at the end of this race. It was really hot today. So I think that's what made it such a good race is everybody was really fatigued and worn out and missing their line and corners and braking marks and whatnot. And we're also pushing it to the absolute limits of the cars and more. So with that being said, it was a lot of fun racing here at Indy. It was cool to see the race progress from the beginning of the race where guys didn't really know where they wanted to brake and how they wanted to make passes to the end. And we were sealing it off in there, balls to the wall. So it was a lot of fun. I had a great time and, it was great to come home in the top three.
Did you get a chance to watch the IndyCar race, and what was it like to have them here with you guys?
Yeah, it's really cool to see the IndyCars. I'm good buddies with my good buddy Connor Daly. He was kind of showing me the cars and everything this weekend. I went to dinner with him last night and was getting some pointers for him. I know the cars are about 20 seconds faster than us, but there's still some little tips and tricks that you can kind of learn. So he did a great job all weekend. It was cool to see him run really good with his team. And so I'm staying with him tonight, and we're going to have some fun on the 4th of July. So it was cool to see the Indy cars for sure.
All right. Thanks, Noah.
Thank you.
Gary, do you want to give it another shot, bud? No, nothing. Next, we'll take one from Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you. Nice run, Noah, especially mixing it up with those guys at the end. You said on the IMS broadcast afterwards you'd like to have a shot of doing this again next year. Does that mean that you have something put together for 2021?
Not sure why it's not working. It's
no, I just am optimistic, I think. I don't really know what I'm doing, but, like, I hope to be here. I don't know. They think they run that midget race, and they run a lot of races here. I mean, they run quarter midget races, so I hope to be back here next year. Hopefully it's an Xfinity car, but I don't have anything put together. I just hope to be racing next year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up, we'll take a question from Jim Utter.
Hey, Noah. Does it mean any different or any less running at Indianapolis on the road course than you did on the oval? You've done both. Did it really make, as far as the prestige of the place, did it make much difference to you?
I finished third last year here on the oval, and I finished third today. So something about thirds in this place for me, I guess it doesn't really matter if it's the road course or the oval. I had fun either way. I mean, that's what I come to the racetrack to do is race my tail off and race as fast as I can, as hard as I can, and try to bring home the best results to my guys. So I had a lot of fun last year racing on the oval, but I think the excitement with the road course this year, there's just something about it. I wish we could come here once for the oval and once for the road course. Our cars have a lot of speed at Junior Motorsports right now. I'm really excited to keep on grinding with our guys and whatnot, but yeah, I don't know if it really changes anything. It's still Indianapolis. You still have the pagoda and the vibes that you get if you win here. So we're close. We're still marching along. Would have liked to get some more points earlier in the stages, but we ended up third. I'll take it. The end result was good, but we're chasing points right now.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you.
And that looks like the last question for you, Noah. Congrats on the third place finish, and have a great rest of the day. Happy 4th of July. Thanks, guys.